Recently, Susan Robb asked Roby Harris, the noted author for young people, about the many books she has written for children about their emotional lives and the questions they ask about the facts of their physical beings. She talked about the comfort levels of adults in raising these delicate questions with their children through books.
It's we, the adults, who sometimes don't feel comfortable with either the strong and powerful feelings young children have, which is what I write about, or my books on sexual health for kids, our family library, where they wonder for a moment, do I want my children to have this information? Well, the truth is they're already wondering, even at a young age, and asking and thinking about these kinds of issues. Why am I a girl? Why am I a boy? How was I born? How did I get in to mommy's body? How did I get out? These are normal and healthy questions, but they make us a little skittish as adults.
How early do you think kids are thinking about that?
Well, I've been told, and I do a lot of research and talk with experts in the field, of pediatric and child development, psychology, psychiatry, you name it. And the truth of the matter is young children have, they seem like simple questions to us, but they're really the most profound questions. You know, why is the sky blue? Why do raindrops fall down? How do the clouds stay up there? How did I begin? How was I made? And these are really very wonderful questions about themselves and the world they live in. And if we think about it, and I was just speaking at a school the other night where the classroom guinea pig had, you know, given birth. And so all day long there was talk among the four-year-olds and also in a three-year-old group apparently who came in to see the new baby guinea pigs. All the questions were popping out. And what were they? Well, how did they get out? How did they get in? How did they start? And I think when our children are young, if we can answer in very simple ways, which is what we try to do, and when I say we, a wonderful illustrator, Michael Amberley, for our youngest book, It's Not the Stork, what we tried to do was to answer those questions and or concerns and sometimes worries that children have about bodies and what they can do in the most simple way, both through illustration and the text.
Roby's recommendation to adults is, of course, to read the books first, to be aware of their contents before you read them to your children.